When I make a success of my life, it is not work. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. When I make a success of my life, it's not work. When I make a failure in my life, it's tough. When I'm struggling through life, it's tough. But when I make a success of my life, it's not work. Now, why can a person say that? Why can a person say that things that are successful, things that are uplifting, things that are supportive and fun are not work? You can get the kids and say, "Hey, we're having a party this afternoon." And the kids say, "Wow, great. Now, where should we have the party? In the living room or should we have it in the garage?" If we have it in the garage, we can just have a ball, you know. If we have it in the living room, we got to watch out for the furniture and watch out for the tables and stuff. Oh, let's have it in the garage. Well, let's clean up the garage then. Let's clean up the garage within an inch of its life. So, and then put some festooning paper around and put the table out here, you know, the folding table we can use. We got two folding tables. That'd be great. So end to end and fill them with goodies, you know. Fill them with punch and fill them with cookies and cake and popcorn and stuff like that. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, you know, we got to have a tablecloth, too, on the table, you know. And where's the paper tablecloth that we had, Mom? It's up in the attic. Where's this? Oh, it's over there. And then can John help and Paul and Arnold from next door, you know? And can they all help? Sure. Well, they're making a heck of a mess. But they're having a lot of fun. And the garage is getting clean. We said, you don't just sweep it underneath the table. You got to sweep it up, you know, and clean it. And don't make a lot of dust, because if you make a lot of dust as you're sweeping, it's going to come all down on top of all your table and all your good stuff. So just gently clean and then mop it down and make it real nice. Well, when you make work fun, it's not work. And when you make work fun, it's successful. Because you're not saying, "Well, look at you, missed a spot on the floor." Oh, boy. When John's mother comes over and sees that spot on the floor, she's going to think, "You're not very good cleaners over here." And, well, we know we got to make a good impression on John's mother, because we want him to have her let him come over and visit, not to come over to some dirty old house that, you know, she wouldn't be proud of. And so they make a success of it. They make a success of it because it's fun. Now, they can do anything like that. Now, when you're writing your thesis, you can make a success of your thesis because it's fun. If you make your thesis drudgery, it's not going to be fun. So how do you make your thesis fun? How do you make your thesis fun? You put illustrations in it. You put illustrations. You put illustrations that tell a little bit about how you have applied whatever you're talking about in your thesis. Now, I would like to tell you the story of the history of the United States of America. The United States of America is now some 250 years into business as a certified nation. And it started out with the Minutemen, it started out with Georgie, and it started out with the First Continental Congress and what they said. Well, wow-wee. Now, I'd like to tell you the story of the history of the United States of America. The history of the United States of America was when my mom and dad first came over on the boat. And it was a rough trip. And they got over here and they knelt down and they kissed the ground. And they said, "Freedom, where I can speak, I can act, I can live in freedom." And then, you know, my dad got a good job. And after that, everything just went great. And next thing you know, my uncles came over and they went over out to the Midwest and they built a farm out there. And then my other uncles came over and they went to California and they discovered gold out there. And they helped all of us become rich. But that's what happens in America. Everyone who comes here finds the golden chalice that they're going to build their life around. And it's built on trust and honor and love, the foundation laws of the United States, built by our legislators over the years and polished and polished and polished, getting better all the time. But the United States is not just that. It's the golden fields of grain. And we say, so much city, so much city. That's not that much city. When you look at the total land area of the United States, which is, I'm using illustration now, the land area is 30 million square miles. There's only 1 million square miles in cities. All the rest is open land. And it's land ready to be cultivated, ready to be handled, and ready to be manicured by whoever wants to live there. Putting their house on a large estate, or having their large ranch or farm, like in the North Dakota areas where they have hundreds and thousands of acres. Now this is America. And you know, there's one guy in America that sort of summed up the whole thing. He was living up in North Dakota, and it was barren land, but he was living up there and he was dry farming the land. And it was okay. But then he started to pray. And he says, God, I'd like rain. I'd like rain to fall on my land. Now, I don't want to say it should fall on other people's land because they might not want it. You know, they maybe like dry farming. But mine, I'd like it to fall on my land. And it did. And an article was in the Reader's Digest telling all about it. And the neighbor said, how come it's just on your land? Because I prayed for my land because I didn't want to do something for somebody else without their permission. You know, they could have asked. Well, I was talking direct with God, and it rained. Now, that's the kind of stuff that takes place in America, where people concern themselves with others. Even you think when they would certainly be helpful to others, give them rain. But that's not always the case. That's not always the case. Because when the pioneers in the 20s and 30s went west, they farmed Oklahoma, they farmed the countrysides out there, and then a dust storm came along and destroyed all of it. And the people would have lost, but no, they had a spirit that they found in America that carried them on through to success, and they became Hollywood movie stars. And the story was The Grapes of Wrath, and it became a best-selling book, and it became a best-selling movie, which everything in America is a best-selling of everything. So if you want to be a happiness and you want to know all about America, then just read this thesis here on My America. Thank you. You see, now, did I get virtually the total positive things in there of a lot of stuff? Not a lot of names, which you forget anyhow. Not a lot of dates and details, which you forget anyhow. But the flow. And this is just the flow right off the cuff. And if you love anything, you can flow with it. And I love America. I love the country that I'm in here. I think it's a great, wonderful world. And I think the rest of the world is great, too. It's just I don't happen to live there. But we always love the place where we live. And if we don't love the place where we live, we shouldn't live in the place that we don't love. We should go to the place that we love and live. And if we do that, we'll be a success there. Because many Americans have gone over to Africa and have taken care of the animals over there and fell in love with Africa. And they left a mark there. Their mark became a great mark, even though they were just one person. And many other people in other parts of the world did the same. They traveled around the world, and where they stopped, everybody knew. One guy was Marco Polo. Remember him? Mm-hmm. Genghis Khan. Mm-hmm. Lots of other fantastic figures. They went around the world leaving their mark, and their work was not work. They were successful in everything they did because they were having fun. They had a lot of fun. We might not approve of the fun they had, but they had a lot of fun. And this is what makes life a very great and wonderful adventure. When I make a success of life, it is not work. If I ever have to work to make a success in life, I don't make a success. Because the success starts first in our heart. It starts first in our inner self, where we like ourselves, where we enjoy being in our own presence, where we think that we are worthwhile people, where we have a ball. And so you see, in these few short words that we oftentimes say, we can have a full-length thesis. We can have a full-length book, a full-length novel, out of something so slight and so short, great, wonderful books have been written because people have been stimulated to add to it and enlarge and take each little section, each little portion, and make a chapter or two out of it. And I've given you, in the one story of America here, 32 portions, and you would have 32 chapters, each enlarged to carry out its own little area. But you see, this is the beauty of it. Success does not come from hard work. Success comes from a joyful heart, doing that which delights it, emboldens it, makes it feel wonderful. And that's why I enjoy my work here at the University of Healing so much, because it's a joy for me. Even though I shout at you and profane you and do everything I can to get your attention, as far as I'm concerned, I'm happy. And when you pick up on what I suggest to you, that's nice too, but I don't care. I really don't care whether you ever find your way to your spiritual goal or not. I don't care one little tiny bit, because I tell you a secret.
We already did.
I can look right through you, and I see that you're there already, but you just haven't opened your eyes. So I don't care. You can play your game of not knowing. You can play your game of living in the relative and having discipline and then looking at the absolute and saying, how about that? I wouldn't have to have that discipline. Oh, my goodness. You have to have the discipline to get there. And, you know, one of the discipline things you have to do to get to the absolute, you got to get on the train. You got to go there in your consciousness. You got to go there. And that means you leave behind Chicago, you leave behind Switzerland, you leave behind Los Angeles, you leave behind Campo, and you go there. And when you're there, wow, you've got everything. Because then perfect speed is being there, and you are wherever you want to be, having a ball. So, my beloveds, when I make a success of my life, it's not work. Verstehe? Gut. I love you.
Love you.
I love you. I love you.